Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term.
As some of you know, as president, a key priority of my foreign policy has been to deepen our engagement with the nations and peoples of the Asia-Pacific. And here on the final leg of my last visit to Asia as president, I want to discuss why the commitment of the United States to this region will endure for the long term.
In a speech in Vientiane, Laos, Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead. The U.S. president acknowledged that the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the economic pillar of his rebalance strategy, is in trouble at home. Also Tuesday, Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye, discussing North Korea's recent missile test. Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen in an overnight siege in Kabul. A government spokesman says six people were wounded in the incident. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International Charity in Shahr-e-Naw in the capital city. The UN's human rights chief says populist politicians such as Dutch nationalist Geert Wilders and U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump are using fear and the promise of a world that has never existed in order to try to gain appeal. Zayd Raad al-Hussein said Monday in The Hague that their reliance on half-truths and oversimplification, his words, is a communication tactic Islamic State uses in its propaganda. This is VOA News.